Hello. In this video, I want to look at a couple of motivation theories. There are lots and lots of theories around motivation. Ones we're going to talk about today are some of the, again, some of the most simplistic, some of the earlier ones, but also I think some of the most effective and most relevant. Obviously, feel free to do a search and look at different motivation theories as well. But I think these will be really, really helpful. The first one we're going to look at is McGregor and his theory X, theory Y. And what I'd like you to do at this point is to pause the video and then have a look at the PDF file which accompanies this video. And you'll find that there's a questionnaire there. So if you fill in the questionnaire, and once you've filled that questionnaire in, start the video again, come back to it, and I'll explain what the results mean to you. So this is the Theory X, Theory Y questionnaire PDF. I'll see you in a minute. So let's have a look at the results of your questionnaire and what they mean. So if you agreed more than you disagreed with the following statements, you're what McGregor called, or you tend to be what McGregor called a Theory X leader. And so these are the statements. Have a look at what you've written down there. And if you've agreed with all of these, tick them on the piece of paper or whatever it is you wrote it on. And basically, what we're saying here is that Theory X managers or Theory X leaders tend to have these kind of beliefs. So people dislike work and will avoid it if they can. People must be forced or bribed to put out the right effort. People are motivated mainly by money. People would rather be directed than accept responsibility, which they avoid. People are motivated by anxiety about their security, and most people have little creativity except when it comes to getting around management rules. So if they're all the ones you agreed with, then you probably fit into that Theory X, natural way of thinking and way of leading people. If, on the other hand, you ticked or you agreed with the other statements, so people will direct themselves towards an accepted target. The discipline people impose on themselves is more effective and can be more severe than any imposed on them. Work is necessary to people's psychological growth. Creativity and ingenuity are widely distributed and grossly underused. Under the right conditions, people are motivated by the desire to realize their own potential. And people will seek and accept responsibility under the right conditions. And people want to be interested in their work, and under the right conditions, they can enjoy it. So if you agreed with those statements more than you agreed with the other ones, then you're probably naturally a Theory Y manager. But what does that mean in real terms? What does that mean? Well, it will affect the way that you behave as a leader. It will affect the way that you interact with your team. And what's interesting about this is whichever way, whatever you believe and whichever way that you behave, that behavior gets certain results. And so there's a classic example of an experiment that was done in America back in the 1950s. And you wouldn't be able to do it now. I don't imagine it would get past any ethics committee. But essentially what happened was the experimenters took a group of students of children at school and they split them in half. That all of these kids all had the same results on their SATs at that particular age, whatever age group that was. And they split the group in half and they gave half to one teacher and they said, you are really lucky here. We're so pleased that you're going to get these students because these are the best ones. These are the future professionals. These are the future real high flyers in whatever field they go into. And you've just got a really, it's really lucky that you're going to be teaching these for the next 6 months. I wish it was me. And off they went. With the other group, they said to the teacher, "Look, I'm really sorry, but somebody's got to look after these kids. Someone's got to teach them for the next 6 months. And I'm afraid it's going to have to be you. These are the lowest achievers. These are the ones who are never really going to amount to much. They're all nice kids, but they're just not going to be the high flyers and not going to really get anywhere in life. So, unfortunately, you've got them for the next 6 months. We need you to look after them and teach them what you can." And off they went. And 6 months later, all of the children were given their SATs again. And what was really interesting was that the kids who'd been given to the teacher, who was told that they were all high flyers and were going to be excellent in whatever it was that they did, all of their scores went up. The group who were told, the teacher was told that they're never going to amount to much. They're not the brightest kids in the world. They're nice kids, but they're just never going to get anywhere. Their scores went down. And yet before the experiment, all the scores were the same. So the implication here is that however you treat people, that's how they behave. So if you treat people as if they are theory X, and you treat people as if they dislike work and will avoid it, that they must be forced or bribed, that people are motivated mainly by money, that most people have little creativity except when it comes around getting around management rules and so on, then what tends to happen is that you treat them in a way that means you've got to keep your eye on them, because if you're not looking at them, they're not going to be working. You need to try and force people to do the right effort. What tends to happen is that if you're not around, then they kind of reinforce your beliefs because they don't work as hard. That they're always asking for more money if you ask them to do more and so on. So the more that you treat people like this, the more that they behave like that. And if that's true, then the opposite is also true, that if you treat people that they are disciplined and self-disciplined, that they are creative and ingenious, that they are motivated by the desire to realize their own potential, that they will seek and accept responsibility under the right conditions. That's the important bit. And that people want to be interested in the work and under the right conditions, they can enjoy it. Then you will treat people in that respect and in that way. And obviously, from a leadership point of view, the more that people are motivated to do a better job and the more that they're motivated to work harder and work towards a target, the easier your job is. So although this is a very simple theory, in reality, but what we're saying here is that you get back from your team what you give them. So if you treat them as intelligent, hardworking, self-motivated, creative people who want to do a good job, and let's face it, most people do, then you're more likely to get them behaving in that way. And in the environment that we're moving into a much more flexible approach to working, so where we've got people in the office sometimes and they're not in the office sometimes, that they're much more working on their own, that they need to have that initiative and that self-start, then treating them as if they're going to do that is much more likely to get the results that you need. If you're a theory X kind of person, then, and I've spoken to managers during the COVID pandemic when I was coaching, and they were really stressed because they didn't know what their team were doing. And so they didn't trust them to do a good job when they didn't have their eye on them, because when they were at work normally, they'd be wandering around and making sure everyone was doing a good job. They were getting really stressed because they couldn't do that. And so they naturally assumed that people weren't working hard or weren't working hard enough. So we need to move to a much more outcome-based but trust-based approach of leading people and think people more along the theory Y lines. The reality, of course, is that each individual is different, and that some people fit into the theory X category, some theory Y category. And if you look at leadership theories and you look at situational leadership, then what that's saying is that you do have to behave differently in different situations. But if we treat people as if they fit into that theory Y approach, then we're more likely to get the work from them without having to watch them all the time. But if we treat them as if they're theory X, we have to watch them all the time, because they're going to behave as if they are theory X people if we treat them in that way. So in terms of your role as a leader, the way that you behave affects the behavior of your team. And whether that's in the same office or whether they're working from home or they're working remotely, then it's much better if you can create the environment so that they can motivate themselves and allow themselves to be motivated to do a good job, because most people want to do a good job. And if you're setting people outcomes and they're not achieving those outcomes, then you're having performance management discussions, and that's part of the role. So again, you need to be on the ball, you need to be aware of what people are doing, but you need to give them the space to enable them to do the work in the way that they know how to do it.